This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli soldiers withdrew from Gaza's main hospital Wednesday after raiding and combing through the facility in their war against Hamas, as the UN Security Council was set to consider a call for humanitarian pauses. Both Israel and its top ally, the United States, said the Palestinian militants have a command center below the Al-Shifa complex, a charge denied by Hamas and directors at the hospital, which has become a focal point in the 40-day-old war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has told a UN emergency meeting an immediate humanitarian ceasefire has become a matter of life and death for millions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Philippe Lazzarini has accused Israel of collective punishment of Palestinians and the forced displacement of civilians. He also warns a further breakdown of civil order after the agency's warehouses were broken into by Palestinians searching for food and other aid will make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the largest UN agency in Gaza to continue operating. Briefings to the Security Council by Lazzarini, the head of the UN Children's Agency UNICEF and a senior UN humanitarian official, painted a dire picture of the situation in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As smoke filled the sky over the Gaza skyline on Wednesday, a red alert warning was heard in southern Israel, followed by two loud bangs from explosions. About 250,000 Israelis have evacuated from communities near Gaza, where Palestinian militants still fire barrages of rockets, and along the northern border, where Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group trade fire. This is VOA News. Australia's digital spy agency has identified China as the major backer of serious hacking against Australian companies and critical infrastructure. Phil Mercer reports the Australian Signals Directorate Wednesday released its cyber threat report for the past year.
The Australian Signals Directorate, or ASD, says that serious attacks on federal government agencies or critical infrastructure that led to the extensive compromise of sensitive data have increased from 2 to 5 in the past year. The ASD report identifies China as a major conspirator, followed by Russia and Iran. In the community, more Australians are reporting being targeted by cyber criminals. Almost 94,000 reports of cyber crime were made to law enforcement agencies by individuals and businesses across the country. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A deal allowing Italy to build reception camps in Albania for thousands of migrants arriving by sea does not breach European Union law, which is not applicable, the bloc's top migration official said on Wednesday. The plan announced last week has drawn criticism from human rights groups. Italy, an EU member, is planning to open 2 camps in Albania, a non-EU member, next spring. One to screen migrants on arrival and a second to detain them while asylum applications are processed, in hopes they can process as many as 3,000 cases a month. Britain's Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Wednesday the government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is unlawful. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The announcement dealt a crushing blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms ahead of an expected general election next year. Britain wanted to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to the East African country. The idea was to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats. But the UK's top court decided Rwanda cannot be considered a safe third country. The ruling sparked an angry response from some lawmakers in the right wing of Sunak's ruling Conservative Party. They said the government should consider pulling out of the European Convention on Human Rights.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones, who says Sunak said the government they had planned for this and they will renegotiate the treaty with Rwanda to make it legal. Vote counting was underway in Liberia Wednesday, the day after a presidential runoff between football legend George Weah and ex-Vice President Joseph Boakai, with the challenger taking a narrow early lead. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.